Hello.
Hi. I'm calling from Opinion Research. I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation, state, and local communities. In which of the following state are you registered to vote? Arizona, California, New York? Hello, ma'am.
Yes.
Yes, I was just asking in which of the following states are you registered to vote?
Are you live or recording?
Oh, thank you for the compliment. I'm a real live person. In which of the following states are you registered to vote?
Arizona.
And thank you for taking my call. With the following, I would like to ask you, in which year were you born?
I'm not going to answer that one.
The reason why we ask this question, ma'am, is to make sure that we're representing people of all ages. But just a year, ma'am. In what year were you born?
I'm in my late 50s.
And I know it's still a long ways off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Are you almost certain?
100%, I will be voting.
And if you had to pick, what would you say is the most important issue facing the country right now? In your own words.
The economy.
The economy?
Yep.
Okay. And thank you again for your patience. What the following I would like to ask you. Now, thinking back to 2020 presidential elections, did you vote for Republican Donald Trump or Democrat Joe Biden? Or like many people, you did skip that one?
Donald Trump.
And thinking again about this November's election, if the elections for president were held today, would you be voting for Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, Green Party candidate Joe
Donald Trump?
Some people feel more certain about who they plan to vote for, while others are still considering their options. Regardless of how you plan to vote, please tell me, how likely are you to vote for the following candidates using a scale from 0 to 100? 0 means that you're not likely at all. And 100 means that you're very likely to vote. Here's the first one. Donald Trump from 0 to 100?
100.
Joe Biden?
0.
And thinking about the elections this November, if the elections for Congress were held today, would you be voting for a Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate in your district?
Republican.
And if the elections for U.S. Senate were held today, would you be voting for Republican Kerry Lake or Democrat Ruben Gallego?
Are those my only two choices?
Those are the two choices that I have, yes. I have Mr. Kerry Lake, Republican, and Mr. Ruben Gallego, Democrat.
Kerry Lake is a female, by the way. I don't know. I think I'd have to go with Gallego.
Thank you. And who do you trust more when it comes to the issues of immigration? Joe Biden and the Democratic Party or Donald Trump and the Republican Party?
Definitely Donald Trump and the Republican Party.
Much more Donald Trump or somewhat more Donald Trump?
100% Donald Trump.
Please indicate whether you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with each of the following statements. President Biden to prioritize keeping families together by ensuring that undocumented immigrants are not separate from their children.
Disagree.
Okay, from the options I have, do you strongly disagree or somewhat disagree?
Strongly disagree.
Okay. The other one says President Biden should prioritize work permits and temporary protection for undocumented immigrants to relieve pressure on the cities and states experiencing an increase in the arrivals of vulnerable migrants.
Strongly disagree.
Strongly. Okay. President Biden should prioritize protection undocumented immigrants for being a target in deportation raids.
Strongly disagree.
President Biden should prioritize authorizing work permits for undocumented immigrants so they can work essential jobs and contribute to the economy.
Strongly disagree.
Now, I'm going to read you a list of statements about different kinds of immigrants. For each, tell me whether you agree or disagree that the president should take action to protect them. Here's the first one. President Biden
should protect
them. Now, when
you say the president, when you say the president, you're talking about the current Biden, correct?
Yes, ma'am. President Biden. The first one says President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, who passed a background check and cannot safely return to their home country due to war, natural disasters, and other dangerous conditions.
And what
do you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Somewhat disagree.
President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants who passed a background check and have been living and working in the United States for over 10 years.
Somewhat disagree.
President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the United States over 10 years, who passed a background check and are married to American citizens.
Somewhat disagree.
President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of who have been living in the United States for over 10 years, who passed a background check and work essential jobs as farm workers.
Somewhat disagree.
And thank you for your patience. Please tell me whether President Biden enacting each of the following programs related to immigration reform would make you more or less likely to vote for him in the 2024 elections. Here's the first one, a program that keeps families together by ensuring that undocumented farm workers, most of whom have worked in the United States over a decade, are protected from deportation. Are you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote for him for the 2024 elections?
Anything to do with Biden, it'll be a much less likely.
Okay. For quality control, I do have to read the statements for you, but I'll read them a lot faster for you because I really don't want your opinions to go to waste. Here's the other one.
Okay.
A program that grants work permits to undocumented farm workers, most of who have lived in the United States for over a decade, so they can continue to work essential jobs and contribute to our economy. Much less likely or much? Okay. A program that grants work permits and temporary protection for undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions to reveal pressure on cities and states experiencing an increase in the arrival of vulnerable migrants.
Much likely.
A program that grants work permits to undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, so they can work essential jobs and contribute to our economy.
Much less likely.
A program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home country due to dangerous conditions, most of whom have lived in the United States for over a decade, are protected from deportation.
Likely.
A program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, are protected from deportation.
Likely.
Please indicate if you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or not concerned at all with each of the following. Donald Trump and Republicans use racist strategies, stereotypes, do apologize, racist stereotypes about Hispanics as a way to scare and divide voters, leading to more hate in our community. Are you very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or not concerned at all?
I'm not concerned at all because it's a lie. You don't do it no more than Biden does.
Donald Trump and Republicans have proposed extreme immigration measures like getting rid of asylum, internment camp near the border, a massive raid to deport millions of migrants. very concerning, somewhat concerning, a little concerning, or not concerning at all?
Not concerning at all.
Joe Biden and Democrats make promises about immigration reform during the campaign, but always fail to deliver once they have won.
Very much concerned.
Joe Biden and Democrats have failed to deliver an earned pathway to citizenship for undocumented immigrants who have lived in the U.S. for over a decade.
What's the middle one?
Somewhat concern or a little concern?
Somewhat concerned.
Donald Trump and Republicans believe calls on the border benefits them politically, so they killed a partisan deal in Congress to provide more resources to secure the border and reform our immigration system.
Oh, that sounded more like a statement, but I'm not concerned.
Now, I'm going to read you a different approach. President Biden and former President Trump have proposed when it comes to immigration. And I would like for you to tell me which approach comes closer to your own view, even if neither is exactly right. Here's the first one. Donald Trump says we must shut down the border and conduct massive raids to deport all undocumented immigrants, no matter how long they have been in this country. Joe Biden says we must create an ordinary and secure process at the border and protect immigrants who have lived in this country for many years or decades. Which approach comes closest to your own view?
Trump.
Trump much more or Trump somewhat closer?
Much more.
And after hearing some more information, let me ask you again about this November's elections. If the elections for president were held today, would you be voting for Democratic Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, or Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
Trump.
As best you can say, do you personally know anyone who is undocumented or in this country without papers?
No.
I am in a typical week. Do you use any of the following sources to get your news and information? Like Facebook, Univision Telemundo, Instagram, TikTok, MSNBC, CNN, Spanish language radio programs, YouTube, OAN, Fox News, channel or website. What app?
Yeah, yes.
Which one would be the one that you utilize the most?
Fox News.
And finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistic purposes only. From which country or territory does your family trace their heritage?
United States.
United States? Okay.
Yep.
And were you born on the United States mainland, on the island of Puerto Rico?
Oh, no.
The U.S. mainland? The United States mainland, ma'am, is that correct?
Yes, the mainland.
Okay. And were either of your parents born on the island of Puerto Rico or in another country?
No.
What language do you primarily speak in your home?
English.
Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, or what?
Neither.
Do you think of yourself as closer to Republicans or the Democratic Party?
if I had to choose, if those are my only choices, it would be closer to the Republican Party, but neither.
In thinking in political terms, would you say that you are liberal, moderate, or conservative?
Definitely conservative.
Very conservative or somewhat?
Very conservative.
And what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
A master's degree.
And what is your religion, if any?
Christian.
Catholic, evangelical?
I'm a Christian, so I guess those are the only two choices. What, evangelical, I guess?
Well, I have a Catholic, evangelical, Jewish, Muslim, Hindu, agnostic?
No, evangelical is fine.
Okay. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, may I have just your first name?
Tina.
Tina? T-I-N-A.
Correct.
Okay. Well, thank you, Tina. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. And are you interested in participating in a follow-up research study? Participants in this research are compensated for their time in sharing their opinions in a more in-depth and open-ended way. Can we note that you are interested in a follow-up research study and that we may contact you in the future? Yes or no, ma'am?
Sure.
This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your time. You have yourself a great evening. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Be blessed. Bye-bye.
You too.